eNdebele.
Amatshono zisobo, siyalamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
KuStudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC.
Leyitshana njani mthwakazi omuhle olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 17 kuNcwabakazi 2018 nguNtungamile Nkoma.
Lokhu kuphambanise ukuhambela phambili kwembuthano lowo obonakale ungasayenzakali njengoba kade sekugcwele amapholisa ebaxotsha epaki.
Olamukela emweni ngenjabulo nguNtungamile Nkoma. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, umgcinisihlalo webandla le-MDCT uMnumzana Morgan Komichi ubotshiwe namuhla phezu kodaba lokhetho.
Kuzimo ukuthi engubaba welizwe akhulume amazwi anjalo, yini ekwazi ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe bonke lo mhlaba wonke ukhangelele ukuthi uyiwe ekhodi. Kuhle kutshengeliswe sobala ukuthi njengoba yena engayehlukanisa ikhodi laye ukuthi ikhodi nguye.
Amapholisa avimba umbuthano wokuthandazela abahluli kudaba lokuphikiswa kwempumela yokhetho. Kuwoza Friday lamhlanje sihamba lo Mr. Kwarakwara uDJ Bongz wakwele South Africa. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Umgcinisihlalo webandla le-MDCT elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Nelson Chamisa njalo eyisiphathamandla somanyano we-MDC Alliance umnumzana Morgan Komichi ubotshiwe ngamapholisa eHarare namuhla esetheswa icala lokuphazamisa ukwethulwa impumela yokhetho yiZimbabwe Electoral Commission. Igqwetha lakhe umnumzana Obey Shaba uthi umnumzana Komichi uzalala esitokisini njalo amiswe emthethwandaba kusasa. Amapholisa avimbe ukuqhotshwa komthandazo obuqoqwe ngenjongo yokuthandazela abahloli abazathetha udaba lokuphikisa impumela yokhetho lukamongameli olukhwezwe ngomkhokheli we-MDC Alliance umnumzana Nelson Chamisa lokunye okunenginengi obuza kwenzelwa endaweni yokukwetshisela eHarare Gardens. Lokhu kwenzakala kulandela ukwethulwa kwamaphepha aphikisa isicelo sikaChamisa awethulwe ngomgcinisihlalo wogatsha lwezokhetho iZEC unkosikazi Priscilla Chikumba, yena othi kalulahlwe udaba lukaChamisa. UMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba.
Awusaqhutshwa ngalo mthandazo obekumele uqale ngehola lethumi ekuseni ngoba amapholisa ehle ayagombolozela inkundla yeHarare Gardens. Lumbuthano ubukhokhelwa ngumqondisi wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Divine Destiny, uBishop Anselmo Magaya, okuyingxenye yomanyano weMAM ogoqela inhlanganiso yezithi eye-United Citizens Alliance, UCA, Zimbabwe Divine Destiny, ZDD, kanye le-Prayer Network of Zimbabwe, PNZ. Lumsakazo okhulumisane loMagaya eHarare Gardens lapho bekunyakazela khona amapholisa indawana yonke.
The politicians to remove their hands from the judicial system and to make sure that they allow these guys to do their job. We want to
abezombusazwe behlukane lokungenela kwezemthethwandaba bavumele abakulolu hlangothi ukuba benze umsebenzi wabo kungekho ukuphazanyiswa. Sifuna ususwe umbuso wabakubutho elizweni ngoba sesibona ukuba ilizwe selibuyele kumbuso owawukhona ngesikhathi kaMgabe. Siyakwala khonokho. Sithandazela ukulandelwa komthetho. Siyazi bakhona ababulawa mahlayana bebulawa ngabakubutho ngoba ma igazi elimculwa lithe lachithwa nje siba ngabathukiwe.
Omunye wabalwela ilungelo loluntu lenhlalakahle kaZulu elizweni umnumzana Charles Nyoni usole lokhu kwenza kwabasesipholiseni.
lokhu kuphambanise ukuhambela phambili kwembuthano lo obonakale ungasayenzakali njengoba kade sekugcwele amapholisa ebaxotsha ephakhi njalo nezimoto zabo lezi ezamanzi ababayo. Lokhu kutshengisa nje ukuthi uhulumende wakuleli uzimisele ngandlela zonke ukuthi aphazamise indawo zonke ezibuthana abantwana baseZimbabwe, njalo lokhu ayekutsho khona ngesilungu ukuthi ilizwi labantwana beZimbabwe ilizwi likaNkulunkulu, kakuqakathekisi njalo kakulandeli.
Unyoni uthi osekusenzakala akuhambelani lenkulumo kahulumende okhona ukuba uzalalela okuthiwa nguZulu.
Lokhu nje into edanisayo njalo into emangalisayo sibili, ngoba yena ubephakathi kokudidizela ukuthi azitshengise ukuthi yena ungumhlobo oshiyeneyo kulolo amkhiphayo esikhundleni ngemuva kwabo kokungenisa amasotsha emgwaqweni.
Lokhu kwenzakala umgcini sihlalo weZEC uChigumba ethule amaphepha aphikisa isicelo sikaChamisa esisemthethwandaba weConstitutional Court esokuphikisa impumela yokhetho. UChigumba uvumile ukuba kule nkulungwane zamavoti ezaphiwa uMongameli Mnangagwa zimele ziye kuChamisa, kodwa uthi amavoti la awangekenza ukuba uChamisa abe nguye owanqoba kukhetho. Ngalokho uthi asilahlwe isicelo sikaChamisa ngoba sethulelwa umthethwandaba amalanga avunywa ngumthetho esedlule. Umthethwandaba uzaqala ukuhlaziya lolu daba ngolwesithathu oluzayo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumavis Gama.
Kunjalo nje amagqwetha kwele South Africa adumileyo athi umnumzana Dali Mpofu lo mnumzana Thembeka Ncukayithobi sebefikile eZimbabwe ukuya kuba yingxenye yamagqwetha kamnumzana Nelson Chamisa kudaba lwakhe lokuphikisa impumela yokhetho lukamongameli. Ababili laba bafike eHarare namuhla ekuseni. Umthethwandaba uzaqala ukuthetha udaba lolu mhla ka-22 kuyona le inyanga. Umkhokheli weKolishi leUniversity of Zimbabwe uVice Chancellor Levinyakura semiswe umsebenzi ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa phezu kwecala aletheswayo elokupha unkosikazi Grace Mgabe isicoco sePhD ngobukopokopo. UNyakura uke wabotshelwa leli cala ngonhlolanja kodwa waphanga wakhululwa waqhubeka esesikhundleni sakhe. Kepha uMnangagwa uthi uNyakura kamelanga abe semsebenzini andubana ahlanjwe inkantolo nxa ilokumhlamba.
Yebo, 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 mthwaka komuhle. Belikwazi na ukuthi umsakazo weStudio 7 usulohlelo lwezindaba ekuseni kusukela ngovulo kusiyafika ngolwesihlanu. Lingakhuthwa izindaba ezimqotho ekuseni lantambama. Magagasi athi 909 medium wave 4930 6040 la ku 15460 kHz ku short wave. Lingakhuthwa njalo luhlelo Zimbabwe Today axoxeni esilethulela ebulenjini bokuzilibazisa ube Facebook ngokukhathi le VOA Ndebele ngomvulo ngolwesithathu langolwesihlanu kusukela ngo 4:15 pm kusiya ku 5 pm. Lilakho njalo ukusixhuma kuWhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Ngiyaphinda njalo 001-202-465-0318. Ngenani njalo laku-Facebook kukhasi lethu ele-VOAWL.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa namuhla utshele umhlangano womanyano wamazwe akuzwekazi le-Afrika owe-SADC Summit kwele Namibia ukuthi ufuna ele Zimbabwe lingabheki emuva kodwa liqhubekele phambili ngokuthuthukisa ilizwe kanye lokusebenzelana lamanye amazwe. Lokhu kwenzakala abakhokheli bamabandla aphikisayo sebekhweze udaba emthethwandaba bephikisa impumela yokhetho lukamongameli ukhetho olwenziwe ngenyanga edluleyo lapho umongameli Mnangagwa anqinte khona umkhokheli we-MDC Alliance umnumzana Nelson Chamisa. Umongameli Mnangagwa ubonge iziphathamandla ze-SADC leze-African Union ezazihlola indlela ukhetho obeluqhutshwa ngayo eZimbabwe ngokuvumelana ukuthi vele ukhululekile lanxa kukhona okumbalwa okufanele kulungisiswe. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba usithandekile Mhlanga o-Studio 7 uxoxele umnumzana Albert Mhlanga isiphathamandla somanyano we-MDC Alliance kodwa okhuluma ezimele.
Kuzimo ukuthi umuntu oyindoda engubaba welizwe akhulume amazwi anjalo yini ekwazi ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe bonke lo mhlaba wonke ukhangelele ukuthi uyiwe ekhoti, ikhoti bonke abantu bayithemba. Kuhle kutshengise sobala ukuthi njengoba yena engayihlukanisa ikhoti laye ukuthi ikhoti nguye ukhona phana nje through ngeprocess ye-election. Uma ungabona umuntu engasahloniphi i-election ukuthi anike i-due process ye-election engu-president kuzaba nzima kakhulu eZimbabwe. Lanxa ethuwinile akula ngitsho othokozileyo ngitsho bona labe abezana u-PF akula ngitsho ongahlangana laye ethuthokozile. La yena unganxa umkhangele nje ebusweni bakhe lenkulumo zakhe uyambona nje ukuthi ngumuntu odanileyo. So kutsho ukuthi i-next 5 years sonke sizaqhubeka lokho kudana okunjengakhonokho. Ikukhuluma nje kwendoda iziqinisa nje kodwa ibona ubunzima ehlangana lapho. Ezeconomy, ezelizwe, ezomnotho ngiyakutshela azisoze zisukume kusukisela kusonesi sikhathi kuze kuthi 5 years. La inyakwazi njengendoda akazimisela kangokuqondana lakho ikukhuluma nje kwendoda nje isiqiniso.
Ubona ingani labo abathi ukhetho belukhululekile bengalincedisa ilizwe na?
Lokho abantu babekutsho bekhangelela ukuthi engxenye kuzaba lokutshitsha, kukhangelela ukuthi kuzaba lokutshitsha kwama-reforms le ndlela ukhetho oluqhutshwe ngasho. Bonile abantu bedutura phambi kwabo, babuye bezoinvesta bebona abantu bebulawa kanje. Even ukufa komuntu oyedwa nje edutshulwa lisotsha umhlaba wonke yinto nje emangalisayo. Kuyakhanya nje ukuthi abaningi lancwadi bebuya hhayi sokunje sebeyovalelisana lati eZimbabwe bethi hhayi abantu beZimbabwe labotshiwenza labonangakhwa kabazibonile bazabona kwelizayo kamboni lutho oluzaphumelela. Lapho nje uyabazi abantu bonke abakhokheli i-Afrika abaningi ukuthi vele bahlezi manzonzo abantu befuna ukubakhipha. So bayazama ukuthi lo omunye umngane wabo nxa ethe wakhitshwa labo bamsekeli. Ungakhangela nje owethu lo uRamaphosa la uyambona ukuthi hayi uthwele nzima khona ngale abantu labo bayamsula kodwa uyezele ukuthi abaphambanise bebaningi umhlaba i-Afrika yonke nje. Nabantu nje abazama ukuvikelana nje ukuthi umfowethu lanxa ephambanisa hayi singabantu esihamba nqola yini. So kabafuni ukwehlukana bafuna ukuthi basibuse ngocuku beyisiqumbi bebambile.
Umnumzana Albert Mhlanga isiphathamandla somanyano we-MDC Alliance kodwa lapha obekhuluma elilunga elizimeleyo. Esecingweni lo sithandekile Mhlanga we-Studio 7 ekobulawayo. Ku-Livestock lamhlanje sikhangela ukhetho ikakhulumumo oselizweni kulandela lolu khetho ompumela olulempumela esibangele ukuphikisana phakathi kukamnumzana Nelson Chamisa we-MDC Alliance lomongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa owe-ZANU-PF. Tumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Singene kwezivela kwamanyamazwe ngamafitshane. Ngesikhathi umthethwandaba uthonisisa owayengumgcini sihlalo womkhankaso kamongameli Donald Trump wakwele Melika umnumzana Paul Manafort, uTrump uthi kalumphathi kuhle lolu daba. uhulumende weMelika sethusele eletheki ngezijeziso zenotho kulandela ukubotshwa komunye umfundisi owetheswa icala lokukhokhela umvukela owawuzama ukususa umongameli Erdogan ngomnyaka ka-2016. Ugatsha lwendaba zasekhaya kwele South Africa soluxwayise izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezafaka izicelo zamaZimbabwe exemption permits zisebenzisa amapassport amadala ukuthi zilethe amatsha ngoba nxa kungenjalo ngeke ziwathole lawo mapermits. Kubika uBenedict Nhlapo kwele South Africa.
Encwadini ebhalwe ilolu gatsha lubhalela umgcinihlalo wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Community in South Africa, uMnumzana Ngqabuto Mabhena, luthi kulezi zalwane zeZimbabwe eziphose zifike inkulungwane 1000 ezafaka izicelo zamaphemithi e-ZEP zisebenzisa amapasipoti amadala asephelelwe isikhathi. UMabhena uthi lolu gatsha lukhuthaza abangakathatha amapasipoti amatsha ukuthi bebe sebekwenzile lokhu kusiyaphela inyanga kaMfumfu.
Labo bantu bayacelwa ukuthi amapassport amatsha bawahambise kumahofisa we-VFS. Nxa kusehlula lokho kabasoze bawathola ama-permit abo. Bathi njalo ama-permit wonke kuzaphela ngo-end of October ukuthi abantu bathole ama-permit abo.
Lolu gatsha luthi seluthumele izixwayiso lezi kunombolo zabomakhalekhukhwini abaziphiwa yilaba bantu kodwa bayincosana asebephendulile. Ulabe zimapha abaphose bafike izinkulungwane ezingamakhulu amabili abafaka izicelo zamaphemithi la kusukela ngompandula nyakenye. Abanye sebawathola kade kusasele izinkulungwane zabantu abangakatholi. Isizalo seZimbabwe uNkosazana Nomalanga Dlamini uthi sebelinde baze badela.
Amaphemithi la sithethe isikhathi esithi ukuthi aphume masikhumbela la last time. And sesibambelele ukwenza izinto eziningi ngoba silokhu silindile. Lawa uthola kaphuma wabo mama-passport a-expire. Kuzuba inconvenience kumele baye ekhaya bayethatha ama-passport balindela aphume bajike lapha izimali zakhona bayazithatha ngapha bampilungiselela ukuya ekhaya and umnyaka usuphelile.
Lolu gatsha luthi kwamanje sekuphiwe amaphemithi azinkulungwane ezingamachumi ayisishiyagalombili 80,000. Kanti-ke impendulo zalawa aseleyo zizatholakala kubanini bawo kungakapheli inyanga kaMfumfu. Ngelesuku 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa, ngiwu Benedict Nhlapo.
Kwezemidlalo lamhlanje, imidlalo yenguqu esigaba seKasilaka Premier Soccer League ingena kuviki lechumi lamachumi amabili lambili kulimpela viki. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Kusasa ngomgqibelo kulomdlalo wogobhozisa amathe enkundleni eluvivi esedolobheni lakobulawayo, lapho iqembu lechikenini lona elihlezi endaweni yesithathu engalanini yemiklomelo elizemukela elenkezi Platinum Stars lokuyilo elihlezi endaweni yesibili engalanini yemiklomelo. Iqembu lechikenini lile miklomelo engamachumi amane kuthi elenkezi lilamachumi amane lesikhombisa. Kweminye imidlalo ekhona kusasa, iqembu leNitroot lizadlala lele Highlanders ngase-Ascot. Iqembu leRentals lizadibana lele Cape United enkundleni yeRofaro. Iqembu leFC Platinum obuyele elihlezi phezu kwengalane yemiklomelo lizemukela iqembu leChapungu ngaseMandava. Kuthi iqembu leBlack Rhinos lizanqikelana lele Bulawayo City ngaseNational Sports Stadium. Ekhuluma nentathu yezindaba zemidlalo, umqeqeshi weqembu leBulawayo City ubeka ithemba Ndlovu uthe ukhangelele ukuba iqembu lakhe liphendukele emiklomelo yeneleyo livela esikolweni.
After the good show against Platinum, the spirit
ngemva kokudlala kuhle sidlala leqembu le-FC Platinum, abafana balokuzithemba okuthile njalo sikhangelele ukuyadlala kuhle neqembu le-Rhinos. Okumele sikunanzelele khathesi yukuba okuse umqoka okuqakathekileyo asikho kudlala kuhle kodwa yikuthola imiklomelo. Yikho sizakuya eHarare sisiyadinga ukudlala kuhle siphenduke ngemiklomelo elungileyo.
Ngesonto iqembu leMtare City Rovers lizadlala leleShapane Mine ngaseVengere. Iqembu leBulawayo Chiefs lizemukela eHarare City ngaseLuvivi. Iqembu leDynamos lizadlala leleZPC Caraiba enkundleni yeRofaro. Kuthi iqembu leTriangle lizadibana leleYata ngaseKipo. Sikhangele umdlalo kaKhilikithi. umncintiswano weSmartbonds 2020 Cricket League uqhubekela phambili kulimpela sonto ngemva kokudedela ikhefu lokunanza amaqhawe alwela inkululeko yelizwe leZimbabwe. Njalo kulimpela viki kuzadlalwa ngomgqibelo langensonto. Ngomgqibelo yikho lapho kuzadlalwa khona imidlalo ezacacisa ukuba yiwaphi amaqembu badlulela kusigaba esilandelayo somncintiswano esesemifinal. Njalo iqembu leBlazers elihlezi endaweni yesibili engalaneni yemiklomelo lizadlala leliRaptors elihlezi endaweni yesithathu engalaneni, kuthi eleBajers okuyilo elihlezi phezu kwengalaneni lizadlala leliTigers elihlezi endaweni yesine, kuthi umdlalo wokugcina wangomgqibelo uzakuba phakathi kweqembu leSabres okuyilo elijenge amanye amaqembu engalaneni yemiklomelo lisendaweni yesithupha. Njalo lizadlala leliHawks elihlezi endaweni yesihlanu. Amaqembu azabe ehlezi endaweni ezimbili ezingaphansi kwengalane azadibana emdlalweni wokudinga iqembu elizaphutsha imidlalo lisendaweni yesihlanu. Ngiyimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Kuhlelo Woza Friday lamhlanje sihamba lomculi wakwele South Africa uMr. Gwaragwara uDJ Bongz phela yena ocula iHouse. Unofundo mkize we Studio 7 uDivanelo DJ Bongz wasethulela lolu daba.
Weni umuntu ugqugquzela ukuthi aphuphe njalo ekholelwe kulawo maphupho. Abatsha abaningi eMzantsi Afrika baphupha ukuphuma elokishini lobe emaphandleni befinyelele emadolobheni amakhulu afana leGoli, eThekwini loba eCape Town. Njengabo bonke abasakhulayo, uBongani Dlamini osedume ngegama lokuthi DJ Bongz waba lephupho lokuphumelela wezokulibazisa uZulu. Waqala engu-DJ elokishini leNdengezi eThekwini KwaZulu-Natal. Wasuka lapho waphumelela kwamagama. Khathesi usedume emhlabeni jikelele ngomgido wakhe awubiza Gwaragwara. Ngaphambilini komgido lo omenze wabizwa Mr. Gwaragwara, ubevele sehlonishwa ngesipho sakhe sokushaya isigubhu esijabulisa abalandeli bakhe abathanda ukuzijuxuza. Enye yengoma zakhe ezimlethele udumo ngethi Thina Sobabili eyathengwa yathola isicoco se-double platinum. Umdumo kaBongz uchaza esithi House Afrobeat. DJ Bongz usefinyelela iminyaka engamathumi amabili ejabulisa abantu ngeengoma ezitshisa izikhotha. Okwenze wethula amadlalade amahlanu. Namhlanje udume ngegama Mr. Gwaragwara emazweni aphesheya asemema ukuzojabulisa abantu ngomculo wakhe. Ebantwini baseMzantsi Afrika, uDJ Bongz kade waqala ukujabulisa ngemigido eyahlukene. Omunye umgido adume ngawo yivuma. Kodwa engazange ifike ezingeni leGwaragwara esisabalale umhlaba wonke.
Ngakusasa engavuka nje abantu kubhizi abantu bekufonela kuthiwa wazayenza indaba Bongz, sithi indaba yani? Senaku bengisendela uRehan Sheikh Gwaragwara emva kwalokho wonke umuntu kudaya ndivelese uTR Charles Ekuthambeni naye uyenzile, so baningi nje abayenzayo.
Belungabuthelezi uhambo lwakhe, ubuye wabhekana lenkinga ezithize empilweni yakhe. Udlule ebunzimeni bokushawa isifo se-stroke, walahlekelwa yimali eningi, wabanjwa ngamandla ukuthengisa inkampani yakhe yomculo eyamabalabala entertainment. Laloba ebhekane lobunzima, utshengisa isibindi sokumelana lezivunguvungu, njengokusho kwenye yama-album ethi Survival of the Fittest.
Gwaragwara, yeah.
UDJ Bongs uthi kudinga isibindi kunoma ubani ukushiya lapho osujwayele khona, ikakhulukazi uma ungusaziwayo ezweni lakho. Uyazibuza ukuthi ngabe bazongamukela na.
Abamosi uyivalela, uyivalela eshopini, yabo uyivalela eshopini nasikhulu. Abafuneke nje baphume baye ngaphandle emazweni angaphandle, kuyenzeka le.
Ungamlandela uDJ Bongs kwizinkundla zokuxhumana kuTwitter @DJ_Bongs. Utholakala njalo kuInstagram @DJ_Bongs_Gwara_Gwara. NginguNofundo Mkhize, ngimele iStudio 7, ngiseWashington DC. Ngisilibele mpela viki elishukela. Cheers.
Mr. Kwara Kwara, DJ Bongs, ehamba lentokazi yakwaMkhize lapho uNomfundo weStudio 7 bevalake ezosuku ngohlelo Was a Friday. Selethemba liwukholisile-ke umculo ka-DJ Bongs. Singakehlukani sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Umgcinisihlalo webandla leMDCT elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Nelson Chamisa, umnumzana Morgan Komichi ubotshiwe namuhla phezu kodaba lokhetho. Amapolisa avimbe umbuthano wokuthandazela abahluleli kudaba lokuphikiswa kwempumela yokhetho. Udaba lolu luzathethwa mhlaka 22 kuyona le inyanga. Mthwakazi omuhle kwanele okwamanje likhumbule luyalandela uhlelo lwe-Live Talk olivalelisayo ngontungamili Nkomo lila.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupa inawu muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.